Baltimore County.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we'll what part of the city were the riots actually going on?
West Baltimore was tore up.
Really?
West Baltimore was tore up. Like I say, Emerson, where if you ever go to Harlem Square School, I'll show it to you on my way back.
Okay.
That wasn't a school there. It was just a square.
Okay.
And like I said, the soldiers set up camp in the square. Because you could look out your window and all you look this way, all you see was smoke. Where after they had looted these buildings, they would burn them up.
Set them on fire.
And you look this way, you see fire and smoke. You look this way, you see fire and smoke. And you look straight ahead and you see a square full of soldiers walking with guns on their shoulders, you know. But West Baltimore was totally wiped out.
Mm.
It was, you wouldn't find a store in West Baltimore.
Did they suspend school or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They closed schools because so much stuff was going on.
Yeah.
So it was just, oh, man, it was wow.
Was there, what was the reaction of, like, the churches and stuff? Were they telling people to go?
They were telling people to quiet down and stay in your homes and, you know, and don't be involved in this kind of thing, and Martin wouldn't want this and whatnot, you know, but people were thinking about survival.
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to survive now? We don't have markets and stores and stuff, you know, because they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, so you're thinking then, well, hey, I better get out here and try to get some stuff in here.
Yeah.
So we can survive for a little while.
Yeah.
So some change or something happens, you know, but people were more thinking about their own and the fact that they had killed Martin. Man, people were in an uproar. This world, this city was in an uproar, and I had never seen so many soldiers. And they was coming by the truckloads.
Mm.
And they just used that square as a station. You know, and they were there, and they had their little camp stuff, and, you know, but you couldn't come out. Could not come out when they said you can't. It was dark and they catch you out.
They arrested you.
They arrested you.
Was it only white soldiers?
No. They were blacks. They were black soldiers. But they were black and white and foreign soldiers and everything. You know,
Were they arresting a lot of people?
A lot of people got arrested. A lot. Like a lot of my relatives were arrested, you know, walking out of stores with stuff.
Okay.
And then the soldiers would, if they catch you in the stores, they would macing people, you know. My niece almost passed out, and she had to drop that ham.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we were in the store on Gilmore Street, and we were coming out of the basement. There was a trap door in the store, and that's where all the meats and stuff was down in the basement. We were down in the basement. And when we were coming up out of the basement with these hams and whatnot, here's these soldiers coming into the store and guns blazing and they macing people, you know. And my niece just happened to come right by when they sprayed the mace. And she went down there. I had to drop my ham and pick her up and...
Oh man,
it was something. Yes, I mean, they maced them. When they came in, they had big things that were maced. They just maced people, you know. All the air was just maced, you know. You had to go down low to try to crawl out.